This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money here. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
It has occurred to me that we have many new listeners listening for the very first time at this very moment. If that is you, if you are the first-time listener, as it turns out, and the reason on this particular show we may or may not have many first-time listeners is because, first of all, the John Force Racing manufacturer announcement, followed by the John Force Racing interview on WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, has been posted and tweeted all over social media by the John Force Racing social media team, Juggernaut. Maybe you're clicking on Ignition to find that. That's a good thing. We want you. Stick around. Two, having done the sports radio show on 640 Sports here in Miami last Friday as part of the Pro Winter warm-up, we introduce ourselves to many new listeners. And out at the track, a full grandstand, we were promoting the heck out of WFO Radio gratuitously. So there's a good chance that you folks maybe are clicking on the WFO Radio website. You click Ignition to hear the show. That's great. We need you to stay put for just a second. And then really recently, because of the Terrestrial Network Sports Talk Generic show, I made some comments about the host that I first worked with when I broke into radio, Neil Rogers, a great mentor to me over the years. And some of his listeners and minions have posted on their social media world, hey, check out WFO Radio, which Neil would have hated this show, at least in principle, because it's about car racing and stuff, even though the guy had Corvette. So we might have new listeners from that world as well. So while I've got everybody, hey, I'm Joe Costello. This is WFO Radio. WFO stands for Wide Freaking Open, or other things. I have a co-host in the studio, Sidekick Giovanni from Miami.
Hey.
There he is.
All right.
And as much as it is a show that is definitely in the wrapping paper of motorsports, we cover a lot of different stuff. A lot of things happen on the program. Some of it is funny. Others, not so much, and it's informative regarding the automotive industry or race cars or things that happen around racing, and we would invite you to check out the show, hang out with us, participate, see what's going on. It's available as a podcast on our free WFO Radio mobile application for iOS or Android, and you can subscribe on iTunes or just listen on WFO Radio. We post all the shows, yada, yada, et cetera, and so on, Lobster Bisque. Welcome to the show. Lot to get into since last week. Speaking of which, John Force Racing. The John interview is part of the NHRA Nitro show, which if you clicked on the website, that's the button on the right. Click that or go into the Nitro archive. But we are going to be talking about that move at length on this show. Is it a good move? There's a lot of people that are angry. And do they have a right to be angry? All of those things. We'll get into it. The Chili Bowl was this past week. I watched it on MAV TV Saturday night. Rico Abreu wins the thing. We put a call out to get Rico on the show at some point in the future. He's been out to some drag races. Interesting story. Rico is obviously a very popular driver. There's some things that are unique about him that make it difficult to bring up. It's complicated. And I want to broach the subject. We talk controversial stuff.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
What am I talking about?
The size of Nico.
He's Rico. He's a little person.
Sorry.
He's a little person. And that opens up a whole bunch.
He's small.
He's a little person. Yes. And so You know, I don't know. I'm doing some internet searches. There's a whole bunch of different things that go through my mind on this. And instead of just keeping it to myself, we put it out on the show. We put it out on the show and that's it. And see what the audience thinks. Like, how do we handle this situation? Is this like a big moment for a particular group of people that they have broken in and broken through in this major athletic thing? Like, is this, should we make this a big deal for, or is this just a racer who won a race and the racer just happens to be a member of a certain group? Those are the two conflicting sides of it. Most of the racers I talk to say, racers are racers, and a racer won a race, and that's it. And when people, like, look it up, they'll notice then. But the way I look at it is, if you tell people who are on the periphery of racing that a racer won a race, they're not going to bother to look it up because they don't care. They want to know that the racer that won the race is something else. Is they, are they a hot chick like Danica? Oh, she's hot? Oh, I'll go look her up. Courtney Force, yeah. Yeah, let me go look her up. Courtney Force won a race. Oh, okay, wow, look at that picture. She's naked. ESPN the magazine. Look at that body. Wow, check her out. What kind of car does she drive? Well, that's the challenge. And maybe racing doesn't grow because the racer mentality is, a racer won a race, and that's that. And so you never grow. Whereas in every other media-driven community, they're very willing to put out the first guy that did this and the first time this happened and the first time this. And look at, wow, Kim Kardashian's butt, it's so big. That kind of stuff. So something to think about. Something to think about. The Rolex 24 is this weekend. NASCAR is changing the way they're going to distribute their merchandise. All of these things. And we're going to get into it on this show. We're also going to open the phone lines if you have your thoughts on John Force Racing switching to Chevrolets. I will tell you, many people are, the numbers on the website have just gone like gangbusters. People like when we post the press conferences so they can hear the audio in their own words. Here's what happens. There's big news in the world of racing. They send out a contact number to members of the media. Call in on this press conference line. And so we all call. And everyone is listening. All the print reporters, they're just listening on the other end of the phone. And then you get an opportunity to maybe ask a question or something. Yes, this is Joe from WFO Radio. This is my question. And everybody is writing it down, or maybe they're recording it for notes later. And then they play it back and they take the highlights and quotes and they put it in a story and they post the story. And then the story gets shared around on the internet or part of the entity that they write for. We just record the thing and post the audio. I think it's better. I think it's a simpler way for you to hear
directly
with your own ears, as opposed to someone else hearing what they think is important and then telling you what they thought was important about it.
From the horse's mouth, so to speak?
Exactly. Now, someone might tell you, well, I don't have the time. The press conference was an hour. But you got to hear an hour of John Force talking about everything. Answering every question from every member of the media. You heard all the members of the media ask the questions. You heard, wow, was that guy sharp or was that guy not sharp? Was that a silly question or was it not a silly question? You get to hear all that stuff, which I think is pretty cool. We did not invent playing press conferences on the show. We're not the first ones to do that by any means. But we were able to turn it around pretty quick. A big hello and what's up to all the people who were out at the Pro Winter Warm-Up last week. And the 640 show, people need to understand, there is a high likelihood that that is the last time we will be doing a program on that station. Because my great friend Mark Eisenberg, who I used to be on the air with for many years on the Joe and Mark show back in the day, got blown out the day of the big Joe and Mark show reunion.
Yeah, the band got him fired.
The band got him fired. I blame Paulie the White Guy or Ant or Vlad.
Yeah, I'm not going to directly hold you responsible because you went on there for a whole year.
A whole year.
Doing a segment every Friday.
Never got
blown out. But when you guys got the band back together, see ya!
Immediately. Like the same day.
I mean, the reality is that they were waiting for him right outside the studio, but I think they felt intimidated by the band.
Yes. Yes.
To be honest with you.
And there's a whole bunch of funny stuff that at some point I will choose to reveal on the Ignition Show about that. In fact, I have invited Mark Eisenberg. You motorsports people, like Ignition listeners, WFO Ignition listeners, you may or may not care, but Mark will come in and for a long time, he gave me a platform on his show, so I will now give him a platform on mine. And the reason we created WFO Radio is exactly for that. Imagine you have this platform, you do this show, it's entertainment, it's fun, it's exciting, you're out there, you're speaking to the people, and then all of a sudden someone somewhere in a room decides, all right, that guy's gone, that's it. And you're cut off from your audience. And suddenly you're just nobody, you're just a regular person walking on the street. That's not cool, that's why WFO was invented. So that will never, ever happen again. As my trials and tribulations through the broadcast industry occur, I will always have a platform to tell what has happened, or what is happening, which is power. But I digress. A lot of WFO Radio listeners, including Los Chincones, Fernando Loaiza, calling in on the 640 show, like immediately.
I heard Lo.
That was good stuff.
That was great. Big shout out. On the way to work.
Yep. It had to be like 5 a.m. out there. No, it
not
was
quite, but yes,
8 a.m.
3 hours earlier,
right.
Whatever time it was.
It was a good time. We had Leah Pritchett and Ron Capps in the studio for an hour, just talking about stuff. The NFL, we'll get into on the show. Obviously, Deflation Gate. Wonder if Giovanni is going to give up his naked picture of Tom Brady anytime soon.
Nah.
No, the guy can do no wrong.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No.
The people that don't like New England and don't like Brady, they don't like him because of all this.
I don't know. I don't think that... I don't know. The answer is I don't know. I have no idea is the answer.
Yeah, you know, generally speaking, more people like Manning than Brady.
Brady wins more often, so of course. A lot of people don't like the fact Tom Brady has the prototypical super life. Incredible hot wife, reasonably good-looking guy, very talented at what he does.
Oh, yeah, no, and he got around. He did very well with the ladies before marrying the supermodel.
How do you not do well with the ladies when those other things are all true? You'd have to be an incredible, like, introvert person to do poorly with the ladies as a superstar, athlete, millionaire, successful person, great looking.
Wears Uggs.
Right. How do you blow that? Really? It's like, I can't meet women. What do you mean you can't? I just don't know why. I can't meet the women. You're a millionaire. You're starting quarterback. You're not a wide receiver. You're not a running back. You're the quarterback. You're a winner. You win. You win rings. You're a Super Bowl winner. But you can't meet the women. You can't figure it out. That doesn't happen. That animal doesn't exist on the earth.
No, probably not.
No, it doesn't. And if it does, it's because of some sort of debilitation. It's, come on.
Not even then.
And even then, it's like.
Yeah, they'd be all over.
All over it.
Yeah.
It's like, I got the, It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Whatever. It's like the ugly guy says, you want to see me make myself attractive? He licks a $100 bill and sticks it to his forehead, and all of a sudden, he's hot. Not to all women, or men.
Oh, but there's an ML.
But to some, yes. They immediately, wow! Look at that guy, he's awesome! Got a $100 bill stuck to his forehead. So, the Deflation Gate is, I don't know what there is to do with it. I got some thoughts, we'll get into it. We'll get into the whole thing. Racing returns to Rolex 24, but we're gonna start with John Force Racing. Oh, and Craig in Seattle with the Seahawks, my gosh. The Seahawks, that comeback is just outrageous and at the same time, pitiful for the Green Bay Packers and their fans. Pitiful. Pitiful. Pathetic. Like, I'm surprised that, we didn't see one of those stories with it's like a soccer style story where the goalie who kicks the own goal is murdered in front of his family.
Do you have to go there? Like, that
wasn't
really
that
happened.
That was the Colombians,
it wasn't
right?
In front of his family.
It was the Colombians, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was the Colombians.
The Colombians, your people.
They did a 30 by 30,
and they went and found the guy, and
it
they chased him down.
It wasn't quite like that, but the guy went out to a club, And they got him. And somebody there.
They taught him a lesson he won't forget.
Somebody there said, oh, you're.
The guy who's.
You're Escobar. And
blew
they
it for
they,
us.
They put, took him down, yeah.
It's horrible. Horrible thing.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's a really good 30 by 30. That's got to be one of the better ones. The two Escobars.
The idea that Green Bay lost that game is stunning and shocking and surprising. And thank goodness I'm not a Green Bay fan.
Yeah, my kid is.
Yeah.
But he's such a flip-flopper. He just likes Green Bay because of the uniform.
Because of the
color.
Green.
Yeah, the green.
He likes winning. He's a
they
winner. He likes winning. Who won? I want to be with the people that are winning.
Oh, he's so funny.
Came out to the drag strip for the very first time. That was a great experience. So a lot of WFO radio listeners out there.
Yeah, I want to thank Spence for taking the time.
Well, let's say that. Spencer Massey was unbelievable. If you're looking for who to root for in the drag racing world, I think he put a big step forward right there. Definitely threw his hat in the ring with some really nice stuff we'll talk about later on the show. But the big news of the week is that John Force Racing has announced that they are going to have a Chevrolet Camaros as their funny cars in the NHRA. And, oh, by the way, I'm opening the phones right now, Giovanni. Look at that.
All right, let's do it.
Phones are open. Send the push notification. Phones are open. Open them a little early. Inevitably, we will open the phones and, halfway through the show and maybe get a couple calls or maybe not. So we're getting a little more aggressive with opening the phones. People seem to understand there's something to talk about, too. The whole John Force situation. There it is. There's push notification.
There it is. I got mine, too.
Boom. A lot of people are angry about the John Force situation. And I want to smooth it out. The long and short of it is this. John Force Racing had a large inventory of Ford Mustang carbon fiber bodies that, by many accounts, cost $50,000 each. See? Now that's service. WFO Radio, please hold.
No problem, Jeff.
And so, when you have a large inventory of funny car bodies that are Ford Mustangs, and you sign a deal a couple of weeks before the start of the season, what are you going to do? It's a spec body. They changed them over as best they can, and now it's a Chevrolet Camaro. And in time, they will develop a new Chevrolet Camaro body. But many people are like, with anger and vitriol. I see so many things happen. Someone will get up there, and they just evoke anger, which I do not understand. I don't understand why this would evoke anger from anybody. Even if you're a Chevy fan or you're a Ford fan, you got to understand that you got to burn through the inventory of the old stuff before you bust out the new stuff. Otherwise, it's totally financially not viable. And that's what's happening. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. 954-889-6796 works just like a voicemail. Anytime, day or night, you can leave your questions. Who's out there on the WFO line?
Hello, Joe?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Joe. Jay Thielig here.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, just wanted to get on the subject you were just speaking about. Yeah, you're right. About all those spare bodies that he's got in his inventory, he just can't get rid of them because that's going to put him at a financial loss. And you're right on every point you made, Joe. He has to do something with it. You have to use the old before bringing in the new.
When I see something like that, I immediately think to myself, what is wrong with these people that if they are supposedly fans of drag racing, they wish ill will or anger upon the guy who has been so heavily involved with elevating the sport of drag racing. Even if you don't root for John Force, or you don't like John Force, you don't like his mug, or you don't like his daughters, or you don't like the fact that he's on TV a lot, and he's generally the most publicized drag racer, if that annoys you, and there are people who hated Derek Jeter for exactly that reason. There's clearly no reason to hate Derek Jeter other than maybe he's overcovered, and you just are that guy, the cynic. All right, you're the cynic, fine. But if the guy's got a large inventory of these carbon fiber shapes, that's called a funny car anyway, they don't look like anything anyway, can't you cut the guy a little bit of slack, give him a break, and let him put the stickers on the thing? No, no, they're angry. They're out there. They're angry. They're full of anger and hatred towards John Forrest, which is not cool, man. It's not right. It's not cool. It's not fair. Any sense of the word.
Let me tell you something. Just, we're speaking about the hate that people have for him. I remember going to the Grand Prix, and this was about 1978. This was when he was just starting up in the business of drag racing. He had his brute force funny car on display at the Grand Prix of Long Beach. This is when it was going on with Formula One, Joe, back in 1978.
Wow.
And I just remember seeing from that point up to now, and 16 championships for him, 18 championships in total for that team, and just how hard he has worked and how hard he has labored, toiled. And, you know, to see somebody start from scratch, get to where he's at with hard work and determination, why would you not be on the guy's side? I am. I have been for years.
Well, it's the same reason that people hate, you know, a Tom Brady type, because he deflates his balls. All right, Jay.
Take care, Joe.
Thank you. People don't like successful people. They say that they like successful people, and they want to be on the side of successful people, but don't encounter one, and don't let them continuously be successful right in front of you, because then you're not going to like them. I don't understand extreme hatred beyond the comedy of it. Like, we'll tell you we hate the Boston Red Sox because we're New York Yankee fans, and that's like a fun thing. We will say that as Dolphin fans that we hate the New York Jets. But that's just like, it's BS for entertainment purposes. You see the guys with the Boston hats and jerseys on, and you go over and you bust their balls. And next thing you know, you're having a beer and you're talking smack about your team. That's not real hatred.
Yeah, we're not waiting for them in the parking lot.
No.
Hitting them over the head with a bottle.
That does happen in some places, though. Go out west.
Yeah, Oakland.
Where, Oakland, where this guy's from. I think he was thrown off by my inflating of the balls comment.
Deflating
of the balls.
But I would think it's Bill Belichick's balls that are deflated, not Tom's.
The investigation continues. They will find out. They're going to get out there with the pressure, and they're going to find out. They're going to do the squeeze test. They're squeezing it. And the ball, too. But the negativity I've seen on social media regarding John Force Racing has been a little bit disappointing. Come on, people. This is a sport. It's very light here. This is a light thing. It's racing. It's drag racing.
Like, what is he supposed to do?
He's supposed to every one of those Ford Mustang bodies, he's supposed to either scrap them or sell them at extreme.
Like, who needs them?
Tim Wilkerson.
Yeah, all 50 of them.
Yes, exactly. He's supposed to lose a lot of money in the process. And take a huge personal loss. And at the same time, the folks at Chevrolet that just signed the deal like 3 weeks ago should have figured out how to design, develop, and produce a brand new Camaro funny car body in 3 weeks. And if not, John Force Racing should not be involved in drag racing. That is what the haters think. Clearly, that's ridiculous. And I support John Force Racing on this. Let him work through it. Chevrolet is on for a couple of years. You should see the hatred on social media.
Really?
Yes.
Like, people, it's racing, it's fun, it's entertainment.
Give them a break.
It's
a spec
body.
It's not
life and death here.
It's a spec
body.
Now,
these guys are risking their lives sometimes.
To entertain you, and you got a problem with it.
Yeah, it's entertainment. It's
ridiculous.
Fun. It's something we do to forget about things, to kick back and have a beer watching on TV or in person.
It's not like life and death like the NFL.
That's not either. That's just a game.
What?
You know?
Whoa.
That's it. It's just a game.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry. Never mind. It's the number one TV show on TV. It's the number one show on TV. That's what it really is. It's an entertainment show. It's not even a game anymore.
Bigger than American Idol?
Bigger than American Idol.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, head-to-head, well, is it the Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football that got beat pretty consistently by Sons of Anarchy? Could that be it? Is that the...
Sons of Anarchy is a very popular show. I don't watch it, but it's popular.
Or The Walking Dead, I think it... No, Walking Dead.
Very popular show.
One.
Beat Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, a couple times. Head to head towards the end of the season, yeah.
Wow, that tells you something pretty
good.
Yeah,
big. I know. People are really into the zombies.
I love the zombies. First it was vampires, now it's zombies.
It's just the undead. It doesn't matter what it is, the undead.
People love the undead. They love the idea of coming back as something. I prefer the vampires to the zombies. The zombie movie that I saw that I liked was the World War Z, the Brad Pitt one.
Yeah.
Some people didn't like it. There's one scene that really is just as crazy as it gets and to me is emblematic of the whole, like, zombie thing.
Is that the one on the preview where they're all climbing over each other
trying
to get over the wall?
Yes, they're in Jerusalem. And, of course, exactly. And they figure it's great. You don't have to like the movie. The movie starts out really wild immediately, the first minute. If not one of those slow starting movies. Watch for 3 minutes and it's on. Here come the zombies. They're coming at you. But they go to Jerusalem and they think that, we're behind these walls, man. And of course they start singing some religious, you know, hymn or something. They figure, we're safe. We're protected behind these walls. And what we're going to do is we're going to show how safe we are and we're going to sing this religious hymn. And so they all start singing, you know, Baruch Atah Adonai. And next thing you know, the zombies hear it and decide they want to get over the wall. What? Over the wall? Because they're zombies. They don't really think too heavily. And they use each other as like this ladder that is like a metaphor for human life. You know, crawling all over the top of each other and pulling the guy in front of you down and stepping on his face to get to the top.
Wow, you took all that from
the
zombie movie?
Yes, totally. I did.
Interesting.
Just that scene. That scene, when it was designed, was definitely a metaphor for human existence. Step on the guy in front of you to claw the top to get over the hill, over the wall. You gotta watch that scene,
over the
man.
Wall.
It's crazy. And then everything that goes down after that, you could probably turn off the movie. That's it. Just watch that. World War Z. And this concludes our movie review of movies that are 2 years plus, in the past. Cause that's an old movie.
I loved Zombieland.
Zombieland.
That's
even
older than
that.
That was great.
Man.
It was a lot better than I expected.
There's this great movie out there, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You folks will love it. It's about these giant rolling tomatoes that take over.
What have you?
All right, so we got a lot to go on the show. The phones are open. But first, I want to tell you about our great friends, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, we are hopped up on Rodax Coffee right now at this very moment. It is absolutely true. Go to the front page of WFOradio.com. Check out the Rodax ad. Click on it. Click. And you will see that Marvin Rodak has over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like our WFO Radio blend that you're going to want to buy. We're drinking Bang the Blower right now, which is another motorsports-themed coffee. It represents the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world. And it's all roasted fresh per order. They have limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots of coffee from farms that produce less than 10 sacks of coffee a year. Exotic coffees from Jamaica, the Sumatra Kopi Luwak, that is processed by the Kvat.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Panama Geisha, Australia, Puerto Rico, the Hawaiian Kona and Maui coffees, and many others. Plus hot sauce, like the Habanero Endorphin Booster, the A26 Spice Rub. Everybody is rocking the Marvin Rodak coffee, and you can too. Get up in there early in the morning and make yourself a cup of Rodax coffee, and you will enjoy it. And it'll be like enjoying WFO all day long. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com to find out more. But you know what Marvin really likes is when you call him directly and tell him what kind of coffee you're into, what kind of breakfast you're into, and he'll pick a coffee for you. 817-924-6821. I don't know how Marvin does any business over there. He's got WFO listeners calling him all the time. Hey, Marvin, what did you think about when Billy Meyer ran that big number at the Motorplex back in the day? 817-924-6821. Been doing it since 1976. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
This is WFO Radio.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's Funny Car Chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Red Line has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Red Line motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
The one, the only, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
You gotta keep on keeping on. It's top fuel drag racing going 330 miles an hour. You never know what can happen, so hang on and we're having fun.
WFORadio.com. Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
WFO Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Going to get into several different things. I noticed that Giovanni in Miami has been very active over the course of the past week, sending me a myriad of stories for the list to get to today. We will get to them on the program. And I know that everyone is getting geeked up and fired up and excited for the racing season. Some other bookkeeping and notes. Of course, WFO Radio t-shirts. Sales have kicked up again. It looks like we exhausted all the WFO listeners purchasing t-shirts over the course of the holidays, and they needed to recharge, and now some orders are coming in for WFO Radio t-shirts. Limited supply. You want to get in on that, the WFO t-shirts, because they are going fast. Even sold a couple of the bottle opener keychains. We're out of the Christmas ornaments. They are all the same item, FYI. So that is kind of cool. So I got a list of stories that Giovanni has been just absolutely hitting me over the head with. Like the cops are starting to use radar that they can see right inside your house.
Oh, I know. That's right up there with the DARPA bots and all that stuff.
That's worse than the DARPA bots.
Much worse. Like the DARPA bots, now I realize, was like they had college kids trying to do some kind of experiment. It's nothing like that. Like the Jaguar or the Cheetah bot.
The Cheetah bot.
And this is right up the Cheetah bot's alley, man. They're just...
Well, there's that new movie about it's Mattress Firm's Tempur-Pedic. Oh, Mattress Firm.
We
just took delivery
of $5 million. We don't condone Mattress Firm.
Yeah. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
That's me.
That's you.
Which one of these websites is doing a Mattress Firm spot? Mattress Firm is everywhere.
They bought up all the mattress stores near where we live. Anywhere around here that used to be a mattress this or mattress that, or there was like five or six different ones, and now they're all Mattress Firm.
Is there another company that sells mattresses other than, like, Dial-A-Mattress?
Mattress Giant? Remember them?
Right, but they're gone. They're out of business.
No, that's it. Now they're Mattress Firm.
Only at Mattress Giant.
The last, leave the last S off for savings?
That's Dial-A-Mattress.
Dial-A-Mattress, there you go.
Leave the last S off for savings. Something. At least 50 U.S. law enforcement agencies have secretly equipped their officers with radar devices that allow them to effectively peer through walls of houses to see whether anyone is inside. a practice raising new concerns about the extent of government surveillance. And you can only imagine, okay, they got it, and they're using it. The real answer is, if you folks have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be worried.
That's it.
What we're going to do is we're going to let the police enforcement agencies come to your house and put a camera in there, live streaming everything you're doing. That way, we can see. And if you've got nothing to hide, you should have nothing to worry about. Right, people?
Wrong. Makes sense, dude.
Of course. And people would make a very compelling argument about it. They would say all day, I have nothing to hide. I don't mind the camera being in my house. I don't mind if the police can come and see exactly my house, what's going on in there. I care. I don't like that. That's frightening. They can see everything that's going on. Now, of course, I'm not hiding anything. I'm not doing anything. Those guys are doing a show in there. Look at them. They're in there. They're in that room. They're looking at each other. What's going on?
They're just staring at each other.
Sir, we haven't had movement in about 40 minutes. Something is definitely going on in there. Kick it down! So I don't know. But if I was a cop, I would tell you that this would be a very welcome piece of technology. If we were going to raid a house where we knew there was a bunch of violent people in there, whatever they're doing, these violent people I'm just making up, and we could look at the radar and say, yeah, there's three people in there, and they're all hiding behind the wall with some sort of metal object in their hands.
Yes and no. In this particular case that you're mentioning, in order to go inside said house, I'm sure they would have had to have procured a search warrant.
A search warrant, yes.
Well, I think clearly they should have to have one in order to use this device. They shouldn't just be able to drive around in their squad car just
checking out who's up to what. Just seeing.
And that's just all I'm saying.
I'm hoping that is the case.
Yeah, of course. You know that they're not doing anything improper with these cop guys.
Well, listen, these issues of personal privacy are always a big deal. Like when they start flying the drones in grids over the neighborhood just to have a look. Just flying them around. Like, hey, man, we're just checking. What if there's a crime? We might catch it on the drone. So let's just start flying them over your neighborhood, over your house. In grids. Oh, here it comes again. Oh, there it is. Eon Flux. Here they are. They're just checking on you. Just seeing. Don't worry. You got nothing to hide, right? You're not sunbathing topless in your backyard, are you? That's okay. Go ahead and do it. We're not going to write you up for that. But we're going to look. So that's one of the crazy geo stories of the day. Kind of bad thing. I see NASCAR is also going to change the way they distribute, paraphernalia and whatnot. But first, let's go out to the phone line. WFO, you're on the air. Who's on the WFO line?
WFO, guys, it's Lo.
Los Jincones. What's up,
yes,
buddy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, great call on Friday on the 640 show. That was very well timed. It was a pleasant surprise. That station, I don't know how many callers they get on a regular basis, but it's always good to start a talk show off with a fresh call from somebody.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I was looking forward to listening to the rest of the show, but once I got to work, I couldn't really, I was too busy delivering stuff, and I couldn't tune in for the rest of it, but I just wanted to let you know that, just trying to get the word out there for you for PBIR, and I hope
a lot of locals went out. We had some of the great, I would say it was the single greatest broadcast that I've ever done in my entire life.
Why is that?
Well, when those girls came in and just started disrobing, it was just out of control. I couldn't believe it. It's really too bad you missed it.
That would make for an incredible and the best show ever, probably.
Yeah,
yes, it would.
It was. Not that it hasn't happened in the past. It's just that, no, I'm kidding. It was a great broadcast, but nothing totally out of the ordinary happened, other than Ron Capps and Leah Pritchett coming in and hanging out with us. And we talked about the upcoming NFL weekend. We talked about, the race, the test. They gave away stuff. That was interesting. Leah had offered the listeners a chance to get some of her parts.
Right on. I'd like to get my hands on some of her parts, too.
She offered her parts to anyone who came up and told her they were listening on 640. She says, I'll go find you some old parts.
Oh, those parts. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Car parts.
Sorry. Car parts. That's
car parts.
Okay. Well, that too. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
So what else you got?
I was just looking forward to this year's Fantasy League already, man. I saw a little show on, I forget what channel it was, a little NASCAR preview. for the 2015 season, and it got me all pumped up thinking about Fantasy League.
You know, it's funny that you call, and I'm glad you did that. I was out at the track at the Pro Winter Warm-Up at Palm Beach International Raceway, and I was doing the announcing. And it's weird because sometimes I forget we have the WFO radio show. I mean, I know we have the show, but the listeners of WFO radio are in this box in my mind. The WFO audience, whoever they are, the Fantasy League, they're in the box in my mind. And so I'm standing there, and there is a woman in the tower who is out there very often, kind of hangs out in the tower. The past two or three times I've been at Palm Beach International Raceway. Really nice lady. And so she says to me, she goes, so are you doing your... And she definitely does not know anything about WFO radio, according to me, at this moment, because we're out at the drag strip, and this is track announcer Joe, drag racer Joe, on location Joe. It has nothing to do with WFO radio Joe, who is a totally different guy at a different time. So she goes, so are you doing your fantasy, you know, thing that you do? And I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea what she was talking about. She's like, oh no, my son and my husband are wrapped up serious in this thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. She's, you know, got a fantasy thing that you're doing. What are you doing? And it took me a while. I'm challenged. Everyone knows it. I'm challenged to get to the point that her husband and son are diehard WFO radio listeners / Fantasy League players. She gave me a whole bunch of information about the crazy stuff that they do to try to win.
Oh, wow.
That they're both firefighters. And I will reveal who they are. You care to take a guess?
Well, since you said they're both firefighters, I was thinking Hockey Dad, Hockey Kid right away. But then PBIR, I was thinking that's far away from Minnesota or the north part area. Gosh, I going Chad and going Dad?
I hate you. That's exactly who it is.
Really?
How did you know? What is this?
No,
some sort of conspiracy is going on.
Let me put it this way. I don't beat Rudy 2 years in a row, you know, and not know my homework. The Dirty Hippies isn't the only one who does his homework.
How the heck does this guy know? There's 100 people in the league. It could have been anybody. And what, you just...
No, it couldn't have been anybody. I mean, if you really think about it, it had to be...
Related, you know, team names.
You know, it could have been the Aviators even, but...
But no, you nailed it. You nailed it. Thanks for ruining the bit. Going Chad and Going Dad are the two firepower. I know, it's just messed up.
He guessed what was behind door number two.
Yeah, you get the prize.
That's cool. Right on. What do I get?
You get
some parts.
Yeah, you get parts. You get different parts.
You get leftover Leo parts.
You get some leftover soundproofing from the studio rebuild. So anyway,
hey, that's true. So how's the progress coming along?
Oh man, stalled out. Stalled. The studio project is stalled out because of the Pro Winter Warm-Up and the big radio show on Friday and everything that was going on. I had to be prepared and pay attention to other sports and things, and we got to a nice happy pause spot where we can do the shows and do our work, but we're waiting on some new soundproofing insulation. We're gonna get going again soon, but the studio is functional. Everything is functioning in here. I have yet to post any photographs, though. You were asking for photographs. People are asking for photographs. I'm, you know, very sensitive about tweeting out stuff before the time is right. You want to see like half completed photographs?
Well, before and after is good enough, but I mean, whatever happened to the Giovanni in Miami picks, you know, the ones that, his progression throughout the year.
What do you mean?
You mentioned a while ago that you were going to take pictures of Giovanni, every other week or every month or so, and then his progression from the beginning of 2015 to the end, and we'll see how much he changes throughout the year.
What kind of change were we... See, this is one of those things that's erased from my mind. What kind of change? We were looking at fatness, right? We were checking on his fatness?
I believe that was. Girth. No offense to you.
Oh, no, it's all right. Hey, I've got that under control now. The expansion has stopped. The expansion has stopped. I've got it under control now. And we have slightly begun a contraction process.
Yes.
Well, there we go.
It's like
then
a supernova.
We can make the progress picks on that.
The supernova gets really big.
But yeah, no, I've got
big.
The expansion under control. I maxed out at 212.
Jeez.
And I've slowly, no, it's not bad. I mean, you know, but it is for me. I've never been that big. You know, my playing weight was about 170. So
that's too big.
But
211. And now how big are you?
Well, I haven't actually tipped the scale this week. I go on once a week so that I don't just look at it every day.
Yes.
But as of the last time.
What's the number?
202.
Oh, that's pretty good. 9 pounds.
So
not bad. Right. I'll tweet out that photograph. See, Giovanni is very sensitive about his likeness or his image. He's like those tribes off in far off darkest of Africa. They feel that your soul is being stolen from you when it's photographed on film. I will get his permission and then tweet some photographs.
Right on.
I'm not signing off on putting my picture out there like that. Joe cannot use it as marketing material.
Remember, this guy's not on Facebook or Twitter. He's got nothing. To his own detriment.
That's true. Which reminds me too. I tweeted out. I'm thinking of creating a fake Giovanni account. So then, when Gio finally decides to get a real Twitter account, he can say this is the official account of Giovanni the Realtor.
So I could be like the real Gio.
The real Giovanni.
Yes.
Oh wow! So I'd actually be like quasi famous, like some of those people that have to put like the real whomever.
Yeah, and then maybe you could get into a little, you know, debate with Dale Jr. about saying whoever puts the official account of whatever is a douchebag.
Yes.
DB.
it's not the first time.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. Yeah. I'm usually the one that lets
honestly, though, yeah, you're...
That's funny, though.
You're treading on an area that is very important. This guy over here is supposed to be trying to be a realtor and hawking places to people here in Paradise where we live. And at the same time, he is the co-host slash sidekick of this very widely listened to radio program that is so widely listened to that our listeners are also firefighters, also in the fantasy league, just random at random places that I happen to show up. Like, what are the odds of that? He should have a Twitter account, right, Lo? I mean, shouldn't this guy, he doesn't have to tweet every day, but he should have a Twitter account so he can.
Absolutely.
Right?
Put his listings up there. You know, that's all his tweets have to be.
And when the listeners are on there mocking you like they often are, don't you want to know? Like, don't you want to see? What if this guy creates a fake Geo account and starts posting stuff on your fake behalf? Then suddenly you are fake responsible.
Yeah, fake responsible.
Yeah. You got to get in on it, man. You got to get in on it. It's like not having a checking account in 2015. You got to get on the grid.
I have a checking account. I do not have that the checking credit card that they
You don't have a debit card. This guy does not know how to use an ATM, Lo.
He still uses checks?
He doesn't.
No, I don't. I'm not really, you know.
He skipped over the ATM and he went right to the mobile app. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. Okay. I'm mobile apping it.
Yeah, the mobile app is a great
innovation. I used an ATM once in my life. I think I've used it once.
This guy used the ATM once. That's all you need to know.
So you do that Apple Pay now too?
No, I do. Man, I'm not going through the trouble of figuring that out on the phone.
I do the Apple Pay, except I have not been in a place that accepts Apple Pay yet. But I'm ready.
Great.
When it happens,
I've actually been behind the person trying to Apple Pay on their phone, and they've had issues with it, and it's taken forever.
Where were they? What store?
At the Home Depot.
I can use Apple Pay at Home Depot?
I guess. Well, at the Home Depot by my house, the person in front of me was using it. That I got frustrated and left the line and went to the other guy.
I wish I had known that before I had rebuilt the studio. Because I used a lot of Home Depot time. All right, Lo, what else? You ready for the Fantasy League? We are too. We'll be giving out that code information. It's going to be tough this year because everybody that was in last year, we want to make sure they have an opportunity to get back in this year, except for the people that we're going to kick out because they quit.
Okay.
And it's going to be
that's
difficult.
Not bad.
Well, it's just going to take a little time. Maybe Gio and Patrick and myself can come up with a consensus of the people who need to be eliminated.
Yeah, like Paulie. Yeah.
So then we can open up more spots. There's only going to be 100 positions ever. And
now that everyone's seen the trophy, you know there's going to be a mad rush to get in.
I don't see how it can't be more popular this coming year than next year. And then we're going to get to the point where we max out the 100 people, where the demand is higher than the supply, at which point we will begin charging people for their entry.
Which reminds me, you said charging people, and I've had a few things, and I'm not cool like Rich and Sagas, who got his notes together. I actually should take a page from his notebook because I am so unorganized right now.
I prefer off-the-cuff conversations than notes.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
It's cool. I'm sorry, then we're going off on a tangent here. You mentioned something about money, and we should get a pool going for the Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl pool?
For the WFO listeners.
I don't know, man. You know, that the Hawks and the Patriots, it's like I couldn't be less interested in terms of team other than I watch every Super Bowl no matter what and come up with a rooting interest. I'm finding it very difficult because I part of me somewhere inside deep down in the recesses wants to see Tom Brady win, but that's horrible. Like, I hate that feeling. I want it to go away.
Yeah, it's a very deflating feeling. I know what you mean.
It is very deflating. All right, we'll consider a Super Bowl pool.
You missed that one, huh?
I got it. We're all over the story. We're all over the story.
We catch all the puns.
You will. Yes, you can't get a pun past us.
All right. So then it was just that bad.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was. All right, Lowe.
My bad. All right. Hey, yeah, and then also the Frank Holly's drag racing school. I keep mentioning to Rudy, we got to do that. You mentioned you might have listeners in Arizona. I think we kind of fit within that region.
Oh, so you're in Arizona. That's right.
Yeah, I told Rudy we should do it. And what does he say? Well, you already kicked my butt a couple times, and I'm scared to lose again. And, you know, then I'm still recovering from a broken toe. What are you going to make me do when I lose?
For
you
future
know,
reference.
Accepting defeat.
For future reference, this should have let off the call. And it should have. It should have. Yes. Attacking Rudy about, you know, ineptitude is always number one. You should definitely do it.
Maybe you guys should put that as the prize for the winning this year.
Yeah, that whoever beats whomever in the fantasy league has to pay for the Dragster Adventure, or at least 60-40.
Or something.
60-40. And remember, they'll break it into four easy payments at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School for WFO radio listeners, so you don't have to take that massive, you know, like, single hit. You can break it up. Look, all joking aside, you would love it. He would love it. It would be an experience that you would covet for the rest of your life. It's intense. It's a tremendous acceleration. You'll be working with the instructors at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. I can't think of a better way for you guys to settle your personal differences. And you never know. Maybe he would beat you and get to talk a little smack.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, maybe not.
Wouldn't happen.
Maybe not. No. I recommend you do it. Call the folks at Frank Hawley. See if they'll set you up.
Sounds great, bud. Thanks a lot, guys, and keep up the good work. You guys
all right.
Take care.
Thanks, Lowe. Los Chincones, weighing in. They are in Arizona, and Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School is going to Arizona.
Yep, they will be there at some point.
And if you've never driven a dragster, which I don't imagine most people have, go to frankhawleys.com right now. Check it out. frankhawley.com. 866-480-7223. That's a phone number. You can give them a call and find out. Courses start at $399, and you're thinking, wow, that's $400. That's a healthy investment. It is, but not really.
No, I've seen what it costs to go jump out of a perfectly good plane.
Well, I don't know how much that costs. How much does it cost to go skydiving?
I've seen it on sale for $199. One shot, one jump.
Wow.
But it's normally more than that.
I'm a car guy. I'm a drag racer. The idea of driving a dragster is just so much more appealing than the idea of jumping out of a plane. For instance, if you're driving a dragster, you are doing something. You are driving. You're controlling the machine. You're in there. You stomp the gas. You turn the car. You apply the brakes. You come back around. You get out. You do it multiple times. Jumping out of the airplane, and I'm sure there's many people who in our audience do that and have done that, but other than the big motivational moment where you do it, it seems like you're kind of just along for the ride.
Yeah.
The gravity-induced ride. Until the moment where you pull out the thing, unless...
And the parachute,
that
too.
Doesn't happen. And then you pull the parachute and a bunch of laundry comes out, and all of a sudden you're in big trouble. Driving a dragster is so much more appealing. Go to the website. Go to the schedule. Find out when the Dragster Adventure is coming to your town or somewhere near you. 130 miles per hour. How fast do you travel when you fall?
The speed of gravity.
Right. That's what I'm asking you.
Do you want me to tell you right now? Or
yeah, I think that can, if you can find it before the end of it could either. If you can't find it before the end of the spot, that's fine. But I'm trying to figure out if it's more than 130 miles an hour.
Look it up. I know it's like 3.8 something meters squared.
I'm trying to figure out whether you're going faster in the Frank Holly Dragster or if you're just flying as you're coming down to the face of the earth to meet your untimely demise. Roll cage around you, mashing the gas, racing against your buddy Lowe, and Rudy maybe will go out there and settle their differences on the track. That sounds like fun and something you will remember. Like, you will love it. You will covet it. You will think about, wow, that was one of the greatest things I ever did. 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. FrankHawley.com. That is the Dragster Adventure. And we can find that information.
7 miles per second.
7 miles per second?
According to this.
No, radio. I don't think that's right. That seems pretty fast.
No, that's escape velocity.
7 miles per second. You're moving. We'll be back after this on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Joe Costello here to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. The summer is over. The holidays are coming. The winter is coming. Make sure you can wake up every day in the cold winter with a cup of Rodax coffee by going to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give him a call. Marvin Rodak, a big WFO radio listener, NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas, 817-924-6821. They have got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom special blends like WFO Radio Blend or Bang the Blower. It's what everybody's talking about. Get some for yourself. All specialty grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. They're all roasted fresh per order. And there are limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee available. They've got exotics like Sumatra Kopi Luwak, Panama Geisha, Australia, the Hawaii Kona coffee. They've got it all. Get on the phone, 817-924-6821 for Rodax Coffee and Grills.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out WilsonManifolds.com, the leader in intake manifold and nitrous oxide development. They've set records and won championships in just about every series in professional racing. Sprint Cup, Nationwide, Camping World Truck Series, NHRA Pro Stock, right up to the Nitro classes. If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out the leader in intake and nitrous development at WilsonManifolds.com.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Throughout history, man has marveled at the vast complexity of the universe. Without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one man has the power to change that and to spread his voice across the earth for all of mankind to hear. One man.
This is WFO Radio. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
So who walks in the studio but Carlos Hawk and stuff? He's getting ready to get out of here, but...
What's Gator doing nowadays?
He's the owner-operator of a major media company in Tennessee.
Swanky.
Yeah, the voice of that last promo right there. What are you working on, Hawk and stuff?
Videos.
We got all
your launches from PBIR Saturday?
Saturday. Saturday was out there with the camera with the new GoPro Hero 4 Silver deal. And I got one really, really good video. We got a complaint a couple weeks ago that not enough new videos in the video section of the app or on the YouTube
channel.
Well, if
you wanted to be honest about that, that's because we're about to undergo a major change.
Not working enough.
Major change.
Well, you're teasing that. I don't know. We're working on the studio in here. They know about that. And you're going to do stuff on the YouTube channel.
Right. And also we're going to, have you teased the...
No, I haven't said anything. It's about anything because it's kind of... Don't even...
Okay, then. Well, then you can't... See, you can't drag me under the bus unless I get to drag you back.
No.
It's a two-way street, man.
You don't know how it works, man. He's a star.
I can drag
him under the bus till we get off the air.
So what are we going to see on this YouTube page, the videos? What are we going to see?
Just new runs of all the Draxers that you got.
Launches.
All the launches that I've
Inside
there.
Access.
Yes.
Dave Connolly burning your face.
Dave Connolly burning you and that other chick's face. We don't know who she is, but she's there every year. And she got a little, like a taste of it as well.
The story is, obviously on Friday, we had that show on 640. Got there at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. Did the show from 10 till noon. Got up, set up for the announcing. Did the event. Came home. Not a lot of time for video shooting. But on Saturday, I went up there with the GoPro and went out on the starting line and shot a bunch of stuff myself before Giovanni arrived. Well, Connolly was on the starting line, you know, U.S. Nationals winner, driving a Top Fuel car for the first time. He'll be a rookie this year, and he's on the starting line. So I go get in position just across from the wall. Like, I'm on the wall, and I'm thinking...
Right at the launching spot, like right there.
Right there, right just past the Christmas tree. And so Connolly is pre-staged, he's staged. As he launches, he's coming by me, all hell is breaking loose, and a massive explosion. You can look on the web right now and find photographs of it. I believe Bangshift and Drag Illustrated and Competition Plus and all these places have still photographs of this problem that Connolly had. Well, I was right in it. Like, the fireball was right on me. My face, my hair, and my arm all got singed.
Well, the smell
of burning human hair lingered in the air.
All those guys that were like as you turn and you shoot the car going down the track, and you can see the chick get blown off the wall by the fire.
Yes.
Like, all of those guys that are all down the line are all photographers. They're not shooting video. They're all just taking pictures. So she's got a shot of fire in her face.
Right.
And that's about it.
And I have a video of fire in our face. And you can watch it. You'll be able to watch it when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Or today for the people who are listening tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Or yesterday for the people who are listening later in the week. So check out the WFO Radio TV YouTube channel. How about subscriptions there? We were going pretty good for subscriptions, and then the video slowed down, and the subscriptions slowed down. There's a lot of really pathetic people out there with a lot of subscriptions to their YouTube channels. What's up with that? Little kid with a balloon. He's got 20,000 subscribers.
He's a little kid with a balloon. He's a child. It's like kitty cats. It's like you're sitting here saying, well, why does the kitten get all those YouTube hits?
Grumpy cat.
Grumpy cat,
How is
right.
Grumpy cat doing it?
Because it's a cat. And you just have to sit there and go, cat. And people sit there and look at cats all day long.
I guess.
Of course, we're going to that other thing. I could sit here and talk about that other thing, since you don't want to talk about the other thing.
What is this thing you're talking about?
About the new webpage.
Let's hear about what you're saying.
The brand new webpage, which will launch in...
Hold on. You do not lock us into any kind of dates, times, or anything right here.
No. But both things will launch at the same time.
The new
video show, both new video shows will launch along with the new website, along with the new WFO. There will be a new WFO, a new look, a new sound, a new everything.
Says Carlos Hawkins stuff.
When the new page launches.
Hopefully. At some point in the future that is yet to be determined.
Exactly.
Right. But I like that. What are you going to do with behind the Giovanni there?
I don't know. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I'm vexed.
It's your studio.
I'm vexed. I don't know what to do about that area. That area is a sore thumb. Otherwise, everything is great. We'll work on this at another time. I know you're getting ready to get out of here.
Right.
You got to go off to your night job.
Well, I have to go off to do that and to finish editing the videos that are going to be up on the page tomorrow.
Nobody believes that. We think you're just leaving to go do your own stuff.
No, dude. It's all going to be done.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Depending on what time you get back from your doctor's appointment.
Yes, exactly. We shall see. Wow, look at that. That's a crazy number.
What is that?
I don't know. But we're afraid of it.
A lot of zeros.
A lot of zeros in that number. All right, Carlos Hockenstuff, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Excellent work. Carlos Hockenstuff, will you be participating? We're going to kick you out of the Fantasy League next year.
You can't kick me out of the Fantasy League. I'm dead in the middle. I'm not even close to being in the back end. I'm dead in the middle without even trying. And I'm still dead in the middle. I was on your rear end and I blew past you.
The fact you actually were defeated by me, in the end, you lost. But you admitted that you quit.
Not that I quit, I just, you know, forgot 4 weeks in a row. Right. I forgot 4 weeks in a row and I was still smoking you. So you can't say nothing to me.
But in the end, you lost. All right, Hockenstuff, thank you for your work. Greatly appreciated. There goes everybody. Carlos Hockenstuff, the videographer and editor of all the WFO radio videos that you see. It's great stuff. Great stuff. Love getting Carlos in here to hawk some stuff for people. You should tell him about WFO t-shirts there, hawking stuff. Oh, wait, he does. So he did tease a couple of different things that we are working on, like why are we rebuilding the studio? Why are we working on all of this? That is, there are reasons, things we're going to try to do. We really just want to get as many images of the great Giovanni in Miami out there as possible, is really what it is. The likeness, the shot, there's going to be a steady cam shot of Gio's mug during, you know, 24/7 for the oil spill cam. Remember that?
I do, actually. The oil
coming out of the ground? It's going to be the Gio cam.
It wasn't coming out of the ground.
Whatever. Ocean floor. So I mentioned earlier that Rico Abreu wins the Chili Bowl, will become a K&N series driver now, has got a potential NASCAR ride in the K&N series, which is kind of cool. So all positive things taking place for Rico. The question is, if you search Rico Abreu on the web, and I do this to my own detriment because I think it is a tremendous moment. Rico is a little person, as in, you know, a dwarf. Like
midget.
No, see, that's a horrible word. That's a slur. Don't you know that?
Obviously not.
Yes, it is. You shouldn't say that. It's bad. But the cars he's racing are midgets. They're midget cars. So this whole thing is very delicate, but
I'm out of here, dude.
I can't think of another example in world mainstream sports athletics competition where such a big victory has been achieved. Not that I would know, but I think it's a big deal. But the racer's racer says racers are racers, whether they be man, woman, black, white, whatever, and they should be publicized as such. I just think it's an interesting story.
No, I think it is. I thought it was actually, when I saw that, I thought it was even... it was even cooler that he won. It's more spectacular. Like, it should be a big story. Like, it should have been all over ESPN.
Are they? And WFO Radio is the only place that we have the guts to even attack this, because everyone is thinking this. This is the elephant in the room. Rico has been out to the drags. I have heard from everybody that the guy is a quote-unquote, excuse me, badass sprint car driver who's got a ton of talent and is going very, very far. That he's going. This guy could be in NASCAR maybe someday. He could be a, who knows, a Cup Series driver, Camping World Truck Series driver, a Nationwide Series driver. This conversation is going to happen at some point in the future with somebody. They're going to say, someone's going to say, this is a story unto itself. Just like Danica Patrick was a super hot chick, first time that has happened. Not that there hasn't been chicks before. Women drivers have been around for a long time. Some were better than others, some went further than others, but none of them were...
as attractive as Danica.
Very attractive like Danica.
That could do a spread in the magazine, in a men's magazine.
Could spread in the magazine. And so, this is a different story like that. But no, you know, I don't hear anybody talking about it.
No, and I think...
cautious about talking
like
about
how
it.
How you said, in the end, racing is just so diverse in general that... no one makes a big deal that a little person won the race. It's just like, hey, he won. It doesn't matter, because the reality is that his size has got nothing to do with his driving ability.
Well,
theoretically speaking.
I don't know that, because I don't know the worlds of the Chili Bowl in terms of car weight.
Weight and all that stuff, but I'm sure
they got after Danica. Remember Robbie Gordon getting after Danica about her weight,
but
and they even changed.
I'm sure much like the fact that like in drag racing, there's got to be a minimum weight for the car. So at some point, it doesn't matter if Tony Stewart's the driver or Carl Edwards.
You would think.
Right.
You would think. But an interesting story and something we're going to follow, and we're going to try to get Rico on the show. I think it is tremendous and very popular. He's very well liked. Getting home after the Pro Winter warm-up, watching the Chili Bowl on MAV TV was a lot of fun. It was a good time. Reinhardt was there. He talked about it on NHRA Nitro. Great stuff. So, the new NASCAR Superstore. Fans are bothered by this. Fans are bothered by everything.
Look, let's be honest.
Aren't they?
Whenever you change people's routine and the way they're accustomed to doing stuff or whatever it is, you know, they get a little bit uneasy about it. But the reality is that this has got to be a lot better for the retail customer, the end user, the product, the fan, for them to just be able to walk around a store like if it was, say, your favorite sporting goods store or your favorite just retail store. If it was Costco, just going around and grabbing the stuff off the shelf and then you wait in line to pay. Unlike the opposite, that you're making this huge line outside the trailer and the person in the front is pointing and saying, no, what does the back of number 22 look like? And
yeah.
Yeah, no, how about number 18? Do you have that one in extra large? So it's got to be better. It really
All right, well,
does.
Let's tell the people what the story is. NASCAR fans can wave goodbye to buying driver merchandise at individual on-track trailers. Fanatics, the nation's largest online sports retailer, thank you, Joe, eventually got there, has signed a 10-year deal to be the exclusive retailer of NASCAR gear at all races on the Sprint Cup schedule. First of all, what? There's a licensing agreement attached to this deal? Sorry, trailer guys. You gone. NASCAR sold something to somebody. Somebody wanted to pay for something? You're out of here. And that's exactly what happened. Over the next 6 months, the trailers will be phased out starting in July at Daytona. Fanatics will sell team and driver items out of a 65,000 square foot tent.
Woo!
We'll travel
that
around.
That is big, buddy.
It's pretty big.
That is big.
The Nitro Mall at NHRA National Events is a pretty big trailer. This is going to be much bigger.
No, this sounds much bigger. This sounds like the two or three Nitro Malls that they have probably put together.
Because there's only one. It's going to be like the NASCAR Mall.
Yeah, it almost looks, the picture that they're showing us here looks almost like a long airplane hangar, like a long garage.
It's a whole lot easier to have trailers and have them drive from track to track and pin up T-shirts on a wall, says Ross Tannenbaum, president of Fanatics Authentic, who may or may not be related to the new Miami Dolphins guy whose also, name is also Tannenbaum. The memorabilia arm of the company, but it's not a great shopping experience. There's a line of people waiting behind you. You have to point at your item and then buy it. What we have will be a much better experience for the fan. Tannenbaum said the new deal will provide fans with more choices, including an expanded offering of kids and women's merchandise. That's good. I always felt like the kids and women's merchandise was very limited. Separate areas for items like die-cast model cars, and it's just like the Nitro Mall. No driver sells more merchandise than Dale Jr., who was the most popular for the 12th straight year. NASCAR is the world's 56th largest licensor, according to License Global magazine. The organization licenses $1 billion in products annually. Giovanni, I know you are still working on the tools section of the show.
Okay.
Where you are going to reveal to us the speed at which people fall. At that time, can you also give us a list of the top 55 licensors or maybe just the top one or two?
No.
The organization is License Global magazine. Maybe they have it. You know, who's the number one? What's your guess? The New York Yankees? Is it Ferrari? What is the number one licensor of? Is it Man U? What is your guess?
No, I would say it's not one entity like that. It would be more of like the NFL or Star Wars memorabilia.
NFL,
or
NFL is the number
that.
One licensor. It's got to be the NFL, number one.
You know, like who's got their stuff
the NFL,
everywhere? It's got to be the NFL, you know, in terms of mugs and all, you know.
The NFL is number one.
Yeah.
But NASCAR is 56. There's 54 other things in between those two.
What was the name of the place again?
License Global Magazine.
Global Mag. All right.
The organization licenses $1 billion in annual products, says NASCAR. I'm okay with it. Like, this is the kind of thing that I'm okay with. Jobs are going to be lost. The low, the guy and girl driving around in that trailer whose job it is to drive the trailer, you know, with the CDL, and he's going from Daytona just around with the apparel trailer, that person is going to be out of work.
Yeah.
Just like the new pit road technology, where there have been some video releases of what it does and how it works. And I have to say, I think it looks pretty cool, the limited versions that I have seen. But it's also going to put, it's going to eliminate, labor costs, which is the name of the game. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to eliminate the labor costs. So very interesting stuff. Our WFO Facebook page has got 2,200 or 2,020 likes. We experienced large growth. Maybe it's all those pictures of the John Force racing cars. I've seen Courtney's new car. Unreal. It's good stuff. Very good stuff. We've had a lot of listeners out there sharing and retweeting all of our things, all of our stuff here on the show. Now, I had a couple other things I wanted to get into here on the program. Brian Vickers, this guy's unstoppable. He's cleared to race in early March. He's only going to miss two races after heart surgery.
Wow.
It's something. NASCAR has got multi-year track contracts on the table. They used to be year to year, and now they're going to sign some multi-year deals. That seems to make sense to me. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you sign a couple of multi-year deals? Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be on the cover of ESPN, the magazine, The Music Issue. And he's on there with somebody. I forget who it is. Who's he on there with? Katy Perry. No, some rapper. Katy Perry is doing the Super Bowl.
Yes, she is. She's doing the halftime show.
I'm interested in it. I like Katy Perry. Katy
Perry's easy on the eye.
She's hot. She's talented. She's hot and talented.
Yeah, what more do you want?
Sounds like a fast food restaurant. The Nugget Wars are going on. Today, Hawkins Stuff brings in 20 McNuggets. They were like $3 for a
J. Cole is the name of the hip-hop artist that Junior is on there with.
Okay.
J, like the letter J.
The letter J.
And Cole, C-O-L-E, like Cole Trickle?
Yes. Sounds like Joseph A. Bank. Or yes. Some sort of clothing apparel.
He does.
So I could get a suit at J. Cole. Going to J. Cole, get myself something. Who knows? Kurt Busch was at the Chili Bowl. They asked him about his deal with Patricia Driscoll that we talked about last week, and he says no comment.
Wow, no way.
Yeah.
He really no commented. I mean, like, what did they expect him to say?
Last week, I'm doing research for the Pro Winter Warm-Up, and I went out there on Friday, and it's a big thing for me because I get to announce and get prepared for NHRA announcing. The speed of the cars and everybody. You look at people's face and you remember their name. Great stuff. Well, Jack Beckman comes up, and remember, he's got the new team. He's got Jimmy Prok. He's got John Medlin. Infinite Hero is the organization, and Jack has got the sponsor. It's a nonprofit. They help veterans who are injured, who are adjusting to their new realities. It's a great thing. But I realized while I'm on the mic that I really didn't have a ton of strong knowledge and information about Infinite Hero. So that night I came home and I went to the web, Infinite Hero. I'm going to check it out, infinitehero.org. And so I'm scrolling down and I'm learning about their logo, which was designed by Oakley, and you know, the cross is symbolic of Greek this, and the color purple is symbolic of something else, and a lot of interesting information. And all the personalities that are involved are on the front page. And one of the, like, the board of directors person.
One of the board members.
Heavy person. Patricia Driscoll. And I'm thinking to myself, Kurt Busch is going to disappear one of these days. Because in the end of it all, like, whether who's right and who's wrong and who said what at what point, what happened, none of that matters. This girl is extremely well connected in a universe that includes a lot of military people. This is a fact. She's involved with the government. She's involved with defense contractors. She's involved with veterans, Infinite Hero Foundation. She's on the board. She is very, very, very connected to things that people care about in America. And Kurt Busch is now into it with her. Somebody is going to be bothered by what's going on.
Definitely.
It just seems to be, you remember, everybody remembers from high school, everybody remembers from every situation, there's always the girl that is friends with all the guys, and if anybody crosses her, the guys want to beat up the person who did it. Doesn't that happen? Isn't that common? That's common.
What is this, 3 o'clock high?
Don't blow this one, Mitchell. Jerry Mitchell. Ah, that kid. I would have just gone home. Buddy Revelle, he was scary, man. He came from that other school. He was, don't talk to me about 3 o'clock high. That's one that I watched like 50 million times. Mitchell had a chance to lose his virginity to the crazy girl, the goth girl with the candles, and he ran out. Or she actually punked out. He was into it. But in the end, Mitchell makes the move. And he gets Revelle with the brass knuckles.
He did.
And of course, Revelle just falls in line immediately afterwards, which is not what would happen in the real life.
Not at all.
No, Revelle would have just got up and shook it off and maybe the next day come back and got him and popped his head off. Don't mess this one up, Mitchell. Obviously, I'm not using the exact quote. Not using the exact quote. I had something else I wanted
WFO.
To get into. WFO. NASCAR on Fox and NBC say that in 2015, they're going to use the if you can't beat 'em, join 'em philosophy regarding the second screen experience. During this year's NASCAR coverage, for example, Fox plans to program highlights, commentary, photographs, and behind-the-scenes information on its NASCAR Facebook pages. You go to where the people are, says Eric Shanks, Fox Sports president. He said at an industry conference. It's naive to think you can wave a magic wand and that there's going to appear a second screen that's more powerful than Facebook. See? So they're just going to go to Facebook. Sports networks are making some second screen inroads with the launch of streaming services. NBC Sports Group, for example, have found that putting content around the live streams for Sunday Night Football keeps online viewers watching the game longer. I think everything, you have a second screen going nowadays. And this is what we said as soon as this contract was announced, that it was going to be all about the second screen experience. What can you do on the second screen? Because nobody cares about the first screen anymore. It's just not the way it is.
I don't know that they don't care about the first screen. I think people are getting a more multi experience.
More information. People want more information. And they want to be looking at other things while they're looking at the first primary.
I'll tell you, NBC is really good with this. If you've ever watched that Sunday Night Football game online, they offer the game online. It is obviously a little slower than the regular TV or even the cable or satellite. But they have different angles. You could do replay. They have the angle of that camera on the wire. And
the camera on the wire is
right,
the best.
So I think it's all going to this, that they're going to give you different options on the net and to try and make that experience. I mean, God, everybody, who didn't see what ESPN did with the football championship last Monday? It was on every single one of their networks. Not only that, they had on ESPN2, they had like coaches watching the game, and we got to see the coaches watching the game, I mean, and giving their opinion and pontificating. I mean, it was crazy.
That's just the way it's going. Everyone is, now that you can move as much data as you can move so rapidly. And I'm pretty proud that WFO Radio led the charge.
That's right. We were there.
At the end of the day,
we started it all.
We did. This, of course, we're doing a podcast, you know. Time-shifted listening, time-shifted media.
On demand.
On demand, when you want, when you have time, when you can do it. You get involved in the community. We got 50 different people in 50 different time horizons. And that's that. People are listening and doing whenever they want. We got anything else here on this program that we got to get to, Gio? I know inevitably that we've forgotten something. I know the WFO radio audience wants a WFO t-shirt, and they're going right now to buy one. But what else? We had John Force. We had John Waldie. We had some Leah Pritchett audio from the Pro Winter Warm-Up this past week. The big 640 show, the WFO audience represented big time.
Yeah.
Listening to the stream.
Yeah, we thank them, Dale Jr. on the music issue, the Sprint Superstore, the Rolex we talked that is coming up this weekend.
The Rolex is this weekend. I will be watching. Do I have any inside Rolex information? No, not really.
Well, it's going to be Fox Sports 1 probably. You think they're going to cover as much as they did when it was Speed?
No.
Obviously
no,
not.
No, definitely not. And that, I think, is contributing to
but
lack
I'm
of
sure
interest.
Online, it'll probably be broadcast, maybe the whole 24 hours online and something to that extent. So
Kid Rock is going to be performing at the Daytona 500. That's kind of old news.
Yeah, that's been the headline for about a month now.
It has. It's been up there. There's not been a ton of news. One thing you can do for us if you're our WFO radio listeners, like let's say you're the John Force Racing fans that happen to click Ignition by accident and you're still listening, or the Neil crew that, you know, let's check out Costello and his redneck stuff, even though drag racing and motorsports is not redneck stuff. And even if it is, what difference does it make? As long as there's barbecue and pretty girls and a couple of beers and some music on in the background, what difference does it make? That's the whole thing. I'm against all these divisions that we have in our culture. What about the big game?
All right, real quick, for Rolex 24, I mean, all of you could do this, go online and just figure it out. But Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., Fox Network. 4 to 8 p.m.,
the
Fox.
Big network?
Yes, big network.
2 to 4, that's the start? Or that's like right in the middle?
It starts, I don't know, man. Just tune in and find out.
2 to 4, do it. Sign on.
I think that's the start.
Sign on.
4 to 8 p.m. Fox Sports 2, 8 to 10 p.m. Fox Sports 1. Then overnight from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., IMSA.com, IMSA TV.
IMSA.
Yeah, IMSA.com. Then from 7 a.m. to 2:30, back on Fox Sports 1. And so it is. I think it starts at 2. So you'll see the start on the live big boy Fox Network. So that's good. I think that's an improvement.
Yeah, that is. That's big. I'll be all over it.
And they've got a lot of coverage, so it'll be all over the place.
First race of the year, period.
That's it.
Check out our Facebook page, WFO Radio. There's some good stuff on there. Mattman posted some audio of the new Ford GT, which is just spectacular. There's some videos on there, too. There was a pretty horrific top dragster crash while I was on the mic at Pro Winter Warm-Up.
Oh, yeah.
Were you out there for that or no?
No,
that
was
Friday.
But I did catch wind of it, and I saw there was some of it online, and people were freaking out.
Brutal. Kyle Dvorak.
Lucky to be alive.
Yeah, totally. I was very upset internally as it went down because it was a very hard lick.
Well, it didn't look like someone would walk out of there alive.
Very hard lick. But the guy was, you know, as they always say, you know, as they like to say it after these crashes, and he walked away.
He walked away.
And he really did. So, kind of interesting.
But anyway, the big game is not actually this weekend. It's not till next weekend. So, we got another week to be able to think
so next
about
week
what's
we'll
going
do
on.
Super Bowl party.
We could think of deflating the balls more and
we'll do the Super
what's
Bowl party.
Going on.
Tommy Noodles claims he wants to pick his driver for 2015.
Wow, he's ready. He's ready to jinx somebody else, even though Kurt Busch has not gotten out of the cloud of the Tommy Noodles curse yet.
Oh, no. He's right in the middle of the cloud.
He's still
in there.
Yeah, he's like Pigpen.
If, for some reason, he picks a new driver and all of a sudden they, like, settle the deal, Driscoll and Kurt Busch, they just agree.
Yeah, they just, like, drop the charges and settle out of court and we'll never really find out what happened.
Yes. Then
which is what Gio suggested last week should have been happening from the very beginning. Boys and girls, remember, avoid going to court because now your business is public knowledge.
Yes.
Stay out of the courts, people.
Stay out of
the court system. As much as you can.
As much as is possible. You know.
What else we got going?
That's it. I'm done.
All right.
We're here at the end. Let's get some to Jim Geo tools, and then we'll get on out of here. And then as soon as we're finished, we'll remember something that we should have done.
All right. The top 50 merchandising companies are from inverse order, inverse alphabetical order.
How about countdown from...
How about this?
How many
do
you have?
The speed of light is 9.8 meters per second.
The speed of light is not 9.8 meters per 186,000 miles a second.
That's what I wrote. Sorry, the speed of gravity is 9.8 meters per second in a vacuum, so theoretically everything falls at the same rate. But since we are not in a vacuum, things are affected by... So I would fall to the ground faster than you because I'm heavier than you.
That's not true.
No, I would.
That's false.
That is true.
No, it is not. things fall at the same rate.
We're not. No, only up to a certain speed.
Well, you have more air resistance. You would probably fall slower
right,
than
me.
So
I don't know if I'm going to fall faster.
But
we will
fall faster.
Both fall at different rates because we weigh differently. So while
not because we weigh differently, because you have more mass and you would be slowed down by the wind. But our weight.
Yes, the resistance and everything. Like I said, if we were in a vacuum, a feather would fall at the same speed as a rock. But since we don't live in a vacuum, things don't quite fall like that. From what they estimate, humans free falling, I guess it
yes.
would be described,
yes.
is about 123 miles per hour.
So slower than Holly's.
Much slower than Frank Holly.
At least 10 miles an hour. You're going faster in the Frank Holly dragster than you would be if you jump out of a perfectly good airplane, folks. And you'll be driving it under control in a roll cage.
And
seems
nobody
much more thrilling to
jumping
me.
Jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
No, I'm against
it
that.
It could end up bad.
No,
trust me.
Not going to do it.
Personal experience. I had a friend that perished that way.
You had a friend perish that way? I'm sure the audience, like right now, I'm so ready. Like the show is over, but then Gio brings up this. And I know everybody that's like hardcore WFO who listens every week, the Bobby Grahams, the Rich and Saugus's, the Rudy the UPS guys, the everybody that is out there, they are all saying, say what?
Yep. Armando, we love you and we miss you, but when it's your time, it's your time. He jumped out of a plane and didn't survive.
He went to just one of those
A local one down south right here. I'm not going to mention the skydive. The skydive down south, wherever we are here. And he went over there to jump out of a plane, and he got there, and they didn't let him jump out of the plane because he forgot his license. So him and his girlfriend went back home, and he went to get his license and came back to make the last jump of the day before they closed.
This guy was really intent on doing this thing.
This is what he wanted to do. And he got on that plane, and the plane was overloaded, and they crammed too many people in there. And when the first person jumped out, it threw the whole balance of the plane off, and the plane lost control. It started crashing down, and it crashed, and everybody died.
That is a horrific story.
Yep.
So, and this is one of your, like, buds, one of your friends, like someone that was
like
an inner circle.
Oh, my
not
goodness.
Someone
like,
you
I
knew.
Was hanging with this guy, like, you and I are right now, like, very, very good friends. Got each other in trouble all the time. He was the singer in my friend's band.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard this story before, but, the detail is always what gets me, is that he forgot his license.
Well, that's why
I
said
you believe.
When it's your time, it's your time.
But I don't know what you believe, but you know, there's that thing about...
I would not... If I forgot my license, I'm like, that's a hint and a half
a
for
signal.
Me. I'm not
it's
coming back.
Signal.
I shouldn't have gotten on that plane.
The cosmos was telling... I'm not saying that to diminish
no,
it, but
I
in my world, the cosmos was signaling, don't do it, don't do this. The cosmos is telling, reaching out, you forgot your license for a reason, this happened for a reason.
No... Yes, but like that's what I think too. That's a hint and a half for me.
That's what
like
happened.
When I'm in there and I go show a house and I open the door and it's completely dark and something goes, get out. I turn to the person. I'm like, sorry, we can't see this house. We got to go.
I'm out.
You know, I'm not going to go in there and bring the person and walk them around and see what's going on inside this house. When the voice goes, get out. I'm like, see you later. I'll go show you another house. Don't worry about it.
I've never really had the desire. That's not true. I would like to know that I have whatever it takes to stand on the edge of something I didn't want to do and do it because I have to do it. And at the end of it, when I think it all through, and I think that's why people jump out of airplanes. They want to know that when the chips are down and they're faced with something that's really frightening, that they can force themselves to do it. And they jump. And then they pull the chute, and then they land, and they feel good about themselves. I think that's why they do it. Because when it comes to, like, the ride, you know, the falling, I bet that's a great experience and all. I bet you that would be fun. You can feel that somewhat doing some things, but not, like, the gravity pulling on you. But at the end, like, what would I do if I was faced with that situation? And I know the answer already, and that's why I would never do it. I would jump. You know how I know that? Because all those guys at the D-Day invasion... that were fighting for their country, that went over there, band of brothers, first time ever, they came up with this crazy idea, we're going to put you all on this plane, and we're going to give you parachutes, and you're all going to jump out, and then you're going to go fight the Germans. And they all did it. And a whole bunch of them went down, and it was a horrible thing, and they got separated and everything, but they all did it. And all those guys in the airborne, they do it, because they've got to, they do it. And at the end of the day, you'll do it, if you've got to do it. But you don't have to do it. You're doing it because you just want to test yourself in some strange situation. See, I look at driving a car totally differently. Like a totally different range. You might want to do the bucket list thing, but you are controlling yourself in a controlled environment. Not that anything can ever happen, of course. A meteor could fly out of the sky and just whop you right on your front porch. But right in your studio, it could happen to us right now. You could hear it. Who would post the audio? By that, yeah, that's a rough story. What about the licensed companies?
Yeah, I didn't get any of them.
You didn't get that? I thought you said you had the top 10 in reverse condescending order.
No, it was...
I'll just pause and solve. You could tell me, like, number one. You got to have number one. We think it's the NFL. That means there's 55 different ones between NASCAR and the NFL. Could that possibly be? 55 different bigger licensors than NASCAR? Seems like a lot.
Number one.
The NFL.
No, we're thinking way off, much bigger picture.
The United States Marine Corps.
Eisner?
Disney. What's bigger than the NFL?
Disney. Yeah, number two is someone called PVH Corps. I don't know what they are. Meredith. Number four, Iconics Brand Group. Number five, Mattel. We know them.
Okay, Hot Wheels.
Yes. Six, Sanrio. Hello Kitty.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, seven, Warner Brothers. Eight, MLB.
MLB is bigger than the NFL when it comes to licensing?
Number nine, Nickelodeon. Number 10, Collegiate Licensing Company. 11, Hasbro.
Well, now it's all making sense.
Yeah.
It's all
12,
making
Rainbow.
Sense.
12, Rainbow. 13, IBML, International Brand Management and Licensing Corps. 14, Westinghouse. 15, GM. 16,
General Motors.
16, DreamWorks. 17, the NFL. 18, Electrolux, American Brands. The vacuum cleaner people?
I believe they make
yeah, that's
appliances.
Exactly what, global brand licensing. But yeah, they used the 19 MBA, 20 Pentland Brands. I'm not sure what they.
Folks,
got.
This is why you
it's
gotta,
hard to read this.
This is why you got to listen
Procter
to the,
and Gamble,
the whole show.
22 Weight Watchers, 23 one close to home. Forza Ferrari.
Ferrari 23.
24 20th Century Fox. 25 Ralph Lauren.
Let's call a big timeout on Ferrari. Is that much above NASCAR? Think about that. The Ferrari brand is halfway
up. The licensing.
Up, yeah. Licensing is halfway up the list of all of NASCAR.
Much more than that.
Continue.
25, I said Ralph Lauren. 26, the Cartoon Network. 27, Cherokee Global Brands. 28, Rovio Entertainment. They make the Angry Birds.
Oh, boy, that's a new one.
Yeah, 29, Authentic Brands Group, not sure who they are. 34, Ford.
General Motors is way above Ford.
Yep. 31, Kathy Ireland Worldwide.
Yeah, she's a billionaire.
32, MGA Entertainment. 33, Sesame Workshop. Sesame Street.
Like Sesame
Elbow.
Street. PBS.
Yes. NBC Universal is 34. BBC Worldwide is 35. Caterpillar. 36.
Cat, very world recognizable logo. People
Blue
like
Star
Cat.
Star Alliance, 37. Giacchi Preziosi Group, I'm not sure who they are.
What is that, Gucci?
G-I-O-C-H-I, so not no. Gucci. I would know how to say Gucci. 39, Hershey.
Makes sense.
The candy.
Makes sense, they're big.
40, Pokemon Company.
Pokemon.
Yeah. 41, Perialis. 42, Sunkissed Growers, oranges.
Way to go, Sunkist.
43, Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is below Sunkist. Coca-Cola, that have Coca-Cola stores and Coca-Cola everything, and Coca-Cola is the most well-known logo in the world, and they're way down the list.
43, Coca-Cola. 44, Polo Hills Polo Club. Beverly Hills Polo Club.
The Beverly Hills Polo Club?
Yep.
It's like a place?
Yes.
Is that many positions ahead of NASCAR?
Uh-huh. 45, the NHL.
The NHL is that far ahead of NASCAR?
46, Sony.
Makes sense.
47, Stanley Black & Decker.
That makes sense.
48, U.S. Polo Association.
This polo stuff is really big. There's like three places that are polo.
49, WWE.
WWE is bigger than NASCAR.
The wrestling.
Wrestling. I know wrestling. Woo!
50, NFL Players Incorporated. that used to be the quarterback club guys, the NFL players.
Yeah. What is that now?
5050. It's called NFL Players Incorporated.
But what are they pushing? Teams?
Yeah, like in general, the players, the licensing, like EA Sports and licensing the player stuff to.
Okay, to players, like video games, right, electronic without, games, yeah, likenesses.
Not the teams, but the player likenesses.
Got it.
51, Chrysler Group. The car.
Yeah, yeah.
52, Discovery Consumer Products. Discovery, the Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel, like their stores in the
53
mall.
Is Fremantle Media. They make cartoons and stuff. 54 is Jarden, no idea. 55, Martha Stewart Living. And 56, NASCAR.
What's right below NASCAR?
Pierre Cardin.
Wow.
Playboy.
NASCAR's bigger than Playboy.
58, Playboy. 59, Sequential Brands. And 60, General Mills.
Pretty big.
Frigidaire, 61. Harley Davidson, 62.
That's a little surprising.
Dr. Seuss, 63. Sam I Am, How Now, Brown Cow? No. Green Eggs and Ham?
Yes.
PGA Tour, 64. Televisa Consumer Products, 65. And I don't know. I'm not going to keep going.
This is a list of 5,000, folks. We're going to be here till tomorrow. No, that was excellent work. I greatly appreciate it. And that is the reason why you have to listen to the very end of the show. We do our business at the start of the show. We take care of some stuff, and then we get to the very end of the show. And I feel like I covered everything that I said I was going to cover, but there is a high probability that I didn't.
Probably not.
The good news is there's another show next week on which we'll talk about the winner of the Rolex 24. We will get ready for the Super Bowl with our WFO Radio Super Bowl party. Please remember that next week we're having a WFO Radio Super Bowl party.
All right.
Yeah. And everyone will get together for the WFO Radio Super Bowl
party.
That's right, Brad. And we're inching closer to the racing season. We're inching closer to getting back to work. I know I'm preparing. We're all preparing. One thing you can do to help out WFO Radio is share and retweet and buy a shirt and buy a keychain. Share, retweet, buy a shirt, buy a keychain. If you're out there in Phoenix, you can go to Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, Dragster Adventure. If you enjoy coffee in the morning, you get some Rodax. Redline Synthetic Motor Oil. Get some Water Wetter in the Amazon store. All big things to help WFO Radio. Got a huge, monstrous season plan with a bunch of stuff that Hawk and Stuff also alluded to improperly and inappropriately. Well, that's going to do it. Thanks to all our new listeners. Hopefully you'll come back next week and check out the archive. The past 2 weeks' shows have been maybe some of the best ever. This week's not so much, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It is what it is. Oh, and don't forget our great friends, Big Dave and Joe, Poker Action Line. You want to listen this week just because Joe is on his deathbed. He's got the flu. He's ready to die. We're going to go out there and spray him in the face with Lysol. Just right on him. To protect ourselves, of course.
You think you're kidding? I'm going to have that bottle right next to me when I'm producing.
Protect ourselves. You can listen to Gio spray him with Lysol throughout the show, Poker Action Line. All right, that's going to do it. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
And he's nothing but a little rich kid and has never had to work in his life.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.